Live from York Street, it's Saturday night!
No, Trish. It's Gay Talk 2.0.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
All right, welcome back to the show, everyone. This is Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast, streaming live on Digital Stream Radio. Today's episode is coming to you live from 168 York Street Cafe in the heart of downtown New Haven, Connecticut. We stream live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, except tonight, because we were doing the live episode and we would not be able to do that because people were still coming at work and all that good stuff. But either way, you can access our live stream every week by visiting digitalstreamradio.com. Welcome, everyone, to the show. My name is Tom. I am your host, and I'm here, as always, with my amazing co-host, starting with the first one.
Hey, y'all. Nick or Trish.
And we have our guest host.
Oh, hi, I'm Dave.
And, of course,
host first, sorry.
And we can't forget.
Good to be with you guys. It's Chris.
And welcome you all to The Dish. So we have an amazing show
you
for you
it,
tonight.
Dave. You already missed
David.
It.
David, looking
dish.
At his paper.
It's a great...
looking at the goddamn paper.
Where's your signs?
I was waiting for...
All right, well, welcome
there are to 168. People here. There are people here.
Welcome to 168 York Street Cafe, guys. This is our second time that we've done a live episode coming from this particular location. We love coming here and doing this for you guys. Chris made some signs, and so Chris, do you want to talk about your signs really quick?
Yeah, we could go ahead and do one more run through since those of you who couldn't join us aren't going to be able to see them, but we have a little participation. So we'll start with the first one, the boring-looking one. Again, everyone, see? Those are real claps. Usually we have a button on an iPod.
And what's the next one?
The next one.
Ooh, that was a good guy.
They realized really well. They had to reach the mics. Okay, perfect.
All right, and then this is my favorite. Yeah, I love this one. All right, ready, guys?
Ready? We practiced this one, and not the hard one, the other one.
Yes!
Yes, queen!
That one this calls for a Jawohl!
That's not a word.
It's not a word. It says German. But anyway.
We'll save the last one for when we need it. We know what it
okay.
is.
Okay.
We know what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
All right, well, welcome everyone to the show. Thank you for joining us. We are having some raffles at the end of the show. So if you guys have not filled out your raffle tickets, make sure that you do that. Throw it in that bucket over there. We'll make sure to call your names. Well, call someone's name, whoever the winner may be, at the end of the show. So we're going to jump into some stories that we have, as we normally do during our weekly podcast that we do every day from our, well, not every day, every week, every Monday from our studio.
And our listeners should know that I'm already a couple in, but that's beside the point. I don't have my sippy cup tonight, so if I spill, I'm sorry. I'll just scream and y'all figure it out.
You'll know what happened. My beer is kept over there.
As long as you spill on your computer, we're fine.
Oh, fuck off.
So,
you don't have your booster chair either. You look really short there.
So traditionally, like when we do our shows, every show we always do a very delicious signature cocktail. And because we're at the bar, we can't actually do a cocktail for you, but we worked it out with the staff of 168 York Street to provide all absolute cocktails in all variations with whatever mixer whatever you'd like to drink for $6 a cocktail.
And so because Gary's behind the bar, we can't guarantee it will be delicious. So we were stepping away from that. Hey,
Gary, did you hear that?
That being said, you should still tip. Tip your bartender.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's true.
He's coming.
He's coming.
Oh, everybody get ready.
Gary!
Fucker!
Well, so we've got a lot of stories that we want to talk about, but I'm going to kick it off with one of my favorite websites and a story from a gentleman named Matt Keeley. He's from unicornbooty.com.
Unicornbooty.com. Unicornbooty.com. Unicornbooty. Unicornbooty. Unicornbooty.com.
Hey! David doesn't know it, but that's okay.
Stupid shit. Done.
Well, anyway, so the reporter, Matt Keeley, he reported on a story about a young man who visited his doctor and he wanted to get access to Truvada. And so he ended up going to the doctor and basically said, I need Truvada and I would like for you to, give me access to it. The doctor said yes, but his insurance company denied him. Can we get a gasp? Oh. You're totally failing on this.
Is Truvada the disease that Michael Jackson had?
No. Oh, David. We'll forgive you for that one. No, so anyway, so he...
He older. He just uses condoms.
So, good one. So anyway, so the patient who shall remain anonymous basically ended up getting a letter from the insurance carrier, which is United Healthcare, sent the letter. And in the letter, they denied the patient's claim for Truvada, claiming the information sent in shows that he was using the medicine for high risk homosexual behavior. Gasp.
I was looking for it.
I love this. You guys are really amazing. Thank you. So anyway, so basically, you know, what makes this all crazy is that Truvada is a medication that's specifically geared for high risk men and women, and usually typically they're men or transgender folks that are in our community. And that's what really, it's mind blowing, because why would you as an insurance carrier deny someone access to such an amazing medication that prevents people from getting HIV?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily for the high risk community necessarily. It's for everybody to prevent it completely so that we can eradicate HIV and AIDS.
But we're talking about a gay male who got denied. Anybody got a knife?
And wasn't this? Didn't the CEO just?
Of course, the only Puerto Rican in the room got a knife.
Sounds about right. And didn't the CEO just get charged with two like felony conspiracy charges?
The CEO from where?
He was the one who made the AIDS prevention medications, and he was the one who jacked up the prices like 500% 2 years ago.
It's a possibility.
And he was just charged with two conspiracy charges that weren't related technically to, I don't believe, to that medication, but with misleading shareholders or something like that. But I think shit's starting to blow up in his face for being a grime.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He's awaiting sentencing.
Fuck her!
Anyway, so this gentleman who ended up sending the story over to, I'm trying to think here. Okay, so James, I'm trying to figure out how to say his name, and I've been drinking, so cursive is going to come out. Krellenstein?
Krellenstein,
look at that. See, thank you. Our linguist. He works for ACT UP NYC. He ended up sending over the letter to him, and he put a big thing on Facebook talking about, okay, what this does and what impact it has, because this is such a very, very much needed medication for members of our community to avoid being infected with HIV. And basically he stated it's apparently just gay sexual exposure that's not allowed. The drug is designed for people at high risk for exposure, gay men, trans women, and that's what makes it so infuriating. This patient is attempting to protect himself, but because he was honest with his doctor, he was discriminated against. And this is just one person. Can you imagine how many more people out there go to their doctors, someone who they're supposed to trust, to get access to life-saving, you know, medication and get denied? So anyway, United Healthcare released a statement about the letter, in it, which they said, "We apologize for the insensitive language appearing in the letter and regret any difficulty it caused. We have updated our system to prevent this language from appearing in the future," but they don't address the issue.
So we don't know if he actually got Truvada or not.
We do not know if he actually got Truvada or not, but we also don't know if whether or not companies like United Healthcare are going to continue to do this to other patients, because they didn't address that in their response.
Well, they'll be sure to find their name on my list that I'm creating then if they don't get those things in order.
Do you want to tell us about your list?
I have been working on a list. We're calling it, I believe we're going with the Rainbow Watch. I believe that's what we decided it was. Yep. It's a list of companies that you should avoid and a list of alternative businesses that you can go to. For instance, if it's a gas station or, yes, like, yeah, Grindr, avoid that one, right?
Are you a Grindr?
So
turn it off.
So for instance, if we have companies or such as Hobby Lobby and the Salvation Army, so companies, organizations that go out of their way to slow down our movement of trying to become accepted across the board, you know, being who we are, we want to make sure that we boycott places like that or don't give them our business. And we'll also be providing, like I said, an alternative business so you can go get gas here as opposed to somewhere here. So we're working on getting that list, working with the HRC's index where they rate you between 0 and 100, 100 being that you are a company that fully supports equality. Non-discrimination laws are set in their Like, that is the code for those businesses, and those can get up to 100 points. And for companies that openly discriminate, will not supply medical treatment for your spouse if you're married to someone of the same sex, then they will start to lose points and can potentially get down to zero, which is a don't go there.
Like Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is a big one.
And I believe that they're at they're scaled 40 on the HRC's index. So that's a place to avoid. That's a place to avoid.
Okay. Here's the thing, though, right?
For Tally United, it up.
We need the fucking sign Tally for it.
For United Healthcare, it's healthcare, a lot of people get it through their employer.
Correct.
And mm-hmm. if your employer has United Healthcare and you're being denied Truvada, you can't just, I mean, you could just switch. But it's a lot harder than it sounds.
If your company's if your employer is the one providing your medical insurance, of course, absolutely. So when it comes to insurance, that's going to be a little difficult.
But it's good to be aware,
right?
Of,
exactly,
of those companies.
And know what they stand for, and because then it would reflect on how they would be treating people that work for their company and treating their families.
Yeah, I think the biggest issue here is the fact that this. I personally think that this drug was developed in a way for the gay community, because that's where AIDS and HIV really run rampant and where it really stemmed from. And the fact that a gay male is being discriminated against for getting
it's
a
tough.
Drug that's supposed to serve our community.
Well, I mean, it's the important thing to remember is that, you know, the drug shouldn't be only associated with our community. It should be associated right. with the possibility that we have a possibility of eradicating HIV and AIDS within the next decade or two, if we were to give people access to preventive medication like Truvada, and not wait until after the fact and then start treating it. And if they're looking at it from a perspective of how is it, you know, that I'm going to save money, let's just not give this person this medication because it's so expensive. Well, think about treatment after, you know, the cocktail of medication
don't make money
that,
off that.
Right,
well,
exactly.
That's another thing. I mean,
there's money in treatment. There's not money in curing.
We need to go to Canada.
That's absolutely true.
There's always money in treatment.
We haven't been able to cure athlete's foot.
That's a good fucking point.
Are you speaking from experience, Dave?
No. I was not prepared for this drug talk. I thought it was a different kind of drug when he was, you know.
Well, you know, let me throw it out
there. People in this room have cut more lines than a retarded kid at Disneyland. So, I mean, that's what I thought we were going to talk about, but all right.
You people knew what you were getting into when you saw him sit in front of a microphone.
So, David, why don't you tell us who you are and what do you do for our community?
I'm the logistics load-in coordinator for the Schubert Theater in New Haven. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah,
okay, if that's what you want to call yourself.
That's all he does.
Yeah.
No, I'm a DEA agent. No. Yeah. I'm a police officer in New Haven, yeah. So that's why I thought we were going to talk about cool drugs.
Oh, he's also the media
at least
liaison.
Not fuck her.
I meant to grab that one. Sorry, guys.
he's also the media liaison for the New Haven Police Department. So a lot of the times when things happen and they need to be explained in the news, this is the face that you see.
That banged up face.
Can I get a gasp?
First of all, now I prefer spokesmodel.
Oh, okay. Well, he actually does look very snazzy in his shirt tonight, doesn't he?
He does. You got a good face for radio.
Yes, thank you. Me? Shouldn't you be in a field somewhere scaring crows away from fucking crops? Talking about me? Jesus.
He's picking up my lederhosen. Yeah, yes, I am wearing them today.
Yes, he is.
Yes, indeed.
For like the 900th time.
Easy access, though.
When was the last time you washed them?
You don't wash lederhosen.
Oh, okay. See?
we get those of us up here close to you. A little rank.
Oh, Lord, Nick, take it away, darling.
What am I going to talk about?
You're talking about your story.
Which one? I've got so many.
Well, pick one.
All right. Well, fuck Dave Chappelle. How about that one?
Let's talk about Dave Chappelle.
Okay, we got it.
Not that Dave.
So Dave Chappelle, speaking of which, there are a lot of Daves in the house tonight, randomly.
I know. It's uncomfortable.
I know. A little uncomfortable. But so Dave Chappelle, first of all, just fucking... You're done. Your career is done. No one wants to hear from you anymore. It's time to put the fucking...
I beg to differ, the one black person
in the room.
He went there, too. He did go there.
Wait, Michael. This is Gay Talk 2.0. That's White Challenge.
Okay, well, let's be honest here. What has he really done besides a couple of Netflix specials in the past couple of years? He's been on a couple talk shows. He's not done much. He needs to put his fucking microphone down if he doesn't want to preach positivity and you know, unite people like he used to do. He used to talk about, in a funny way, obviously, like race and bringing people together and why it's important to acknowledge race. But now he's took it upon himself to start. Let's just start here. He opened his Radio City Music Hall show this past week with a 20-minute skit about transgender people. And yeah, they were all funny jokes. But in the climate that we're currently living in, especially with the douchebag in the White House.
Fuck her!
See, this is so interactive. I love these
he said this. If I was in ISIS in the trenches fighting against the United States and all of a sudden I see a man with a beard and big D cups rushing toward me, I'd be scared as shit. And yeah, that's fucking hilarious.
That is funny.
But he
said titties too, but, just to say that. If titties isn't anything, it's funny.
You know that I never quote anything correctly. So you're just going to slam me? Anyway.
Sorry.
But anyway,
so
the point is, he is continuing the rhetoric that is allowing these people to tweet these things out and support douchebaggery, for lack of a better term. But he is creating an environment by this 20-minute set where he has a room full of people laughing at jokes. It's not funny. These people are standing there fighting for our civil liberties, for our right to live in our country. And he's tearing them apart in jokes. Like, shouldn't he find a way to make a joke out of something that's positive?
Well, I think, you know, there are people who are standing up after the president tweeted, you know, wanting to put a ban on transgender men and women serving in all aspects of the military. There are generals and larger activists who are speaking out against it. Comedians,
yeah.
This is their way of bringing the, you know, this something that's being discussed out even more. This is how they're making it visible, I think, by they go in and they bring comedy to something to make sure it keeps being out there. It's being talked about, to put it in people's heads that this is what they want to put on their country.
But it
would be a big
reclaiming my time.
There it is.
Reclaiming her time. All right.
if he's going to bring light to it, what he really should do is flip that and somehow make fun of the people that are coming down on the transgender community and why it's important that the transgender community serve in our military and make that a joke.
I think the opposite way. He's been so outspoken in such a controversial way for so long. I almost want to lend my support to Chris's perspective on this. I don't think, I shouldn't say that. I should listen to it, right?
Well, that's the other thing, too. I haven't heard it.
A lot of it's in the delivery, you know?
Right.
Well, true.
And, but this is not set in stone yet. This is what
exactly, what
Trump wants to do, and kudos to the commandant of the Coast Guard who came out within one day after this. I wish I knew his name, but he was very brave. I listened to him speak, and he was like, you know, we're not following that at all, you know. And I think transgendered people and gay men and women who serve in the armed forces, you know, could bring a very different perspective. Maybe our next war should be a musical. We'll win.
Oh my God! What?
Hands
oh
down.
My God!
No, if I can interject here just for a little bit,
he just found $5. Everybody,
yeah, I found 10. I'm rich. No, here's my thing. If you were a transgender person and you were up there doing jokes on the trans community, then you can do that. You know, because you know what you're talking about, and you make light and fun of your daily situation or everything that happens in your life. If you're a black comedian, like, for example, I'll use Monique, for example. I love Monique. Monique goes up there. She was a big, heavy woman. She would make fun of herself and of heavy people, but she can do that because she can speak to that.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Chappelle can't really speak to the trans community. He has no business addressing the trans community because that's not what he is and that's not what he knows. Stick to something that you know. And, you know, that's basically my perspective on it.
Well, and also, too, like, why, when something is so heated right now in the news, obviously, mm-hmm. what's going on, what makes you think that you have anything good to say about it? You're up there, who gives you the fucking right to bring negativity to something that's already gotten so much negativity? I mean, that's the community right now. I mean, the entire community needs to continue to stand up and be vocal and fight for what we need to fight for. But that's the community right now that's really being pushed down and oppressed. And why are you going to get up there, especially at this time, and bring negative light to them? It's absolutely horrible, in my opinion. And that's why I think Dave Chappelle needs to put the fucking mic down. And like I always say, fuck her.
Yes, oh, Lord.
We forgot the
fuck her. I'm only saying that for you, Nick. I did that for you.
And, you know, one thing I do want to point out is that over the past 6 months, ever since this person took office, I have seen a lot of positive movement in our LGBT community. They've come together. They've been fighting. They've been in the front lines. We've had this huge march that we were actually a part of when we went down in June. And I am really, really proud to be a member of the LGBT community. I'm very proud of all of you for being outspoken and everyone for, you know, taking the time to really be vocal about what it is that we're not just going to take anymore.
I think you're completely right. I think the silver lining in this administration is that the younger LGBTQ community is finally woke. People are now aware of what was just given to them and what now they have to fight for and stand up and be vocal about. So I completely agree with you 100%. So there is a silver lining to this administration. We just have to like deal with the dumbass.
Well, we had talked about this in a past episode. You know, now we're pushing 2 years since same-sex marriage became legal, the law of the land in the United States. And we had that such a strong momentum going. And once we got that victory, it kind of seemed to slow down. And there's still so much more that we need to fight for. One, for it, there are people, even the Department of Justice, saying that we're not protected under these anti-discrimination laws because sexual orientation is not protected under that. There's still so much more that we need to fight from. There are places where people can still be let go from their job for being gay, denied walking into a hotel or buying a cake. Stuff that's getting so high that the Supreme Court is taking on these cases. So there is still so much more that we need to keep that momentum going.
Yeah, of course.
The Texan Supreme Court just ruled, was it last week, that the government organizations don't have to extend equal rights to LGBTQ community members. If you're married and you're working for a government organization, they don't have to recognize that person for insurance. They don't have to recognize that person for tax benefits. They don't have to recognize that stuff. They just ruled for that, and they're hoping to bring that actually back to the Supreme Court.
And they're probably just going to turn it down again like they usually do.
But you don't know, because now we have potential people leaving the Supreme Court and more people being appointed to the Supreme Court.
Well, but that hasn't happened yet. And, you know, a lot of people are worried about this whole Neil Gorsuch appointment. But we got to realize that we lost Scalia. He was already, you know, someone that was far conservative.
It didn't tilt the court in any other direction.
We still have that same balance. And so if any of these cases end up in the Supreme Court as it stands today, we have a very high chance of still winning and coming up on top like we did with marriage equality and all this other good stuff. And,
well, half of us are going to come up on top.
David, so you were reading very intensely. Can you tell us what you have on your 1985 papers over here?
Listen, I transcribed this from my Walkman.
So what are you reading over there?
I'm just reading stuff.
He's getting prepared. Yeah. Okay.
I have to be careful because everybody needs at least another cocktail before we
get into those papers.
He's like, I already made 3 jokes and I got about 2 laughs, so I think I got to get them a little more drunk before they're confident to laugh at my
shit. We can solve this whole thing. We can solve this by curing the gay disease.
Do you just fucking say that on my podcast?
Listen, Christianity is the answer.
Lord have mercy.
I'm going to fucking cut you. And I will have you know that I read a study today about how many homosexuals are actually in the Catholic Church. 70%
Listen to me.
Of those Christianity are fucking gay.
Christianity is the best way to cure gayness. I'm reading this, all right? Just get on your knees, take a swig of wine, and accept the body of a man into your mouth.
There it is. You're cured.
My kind of party.
You're cured.
Oh, shit.
So want to know what I'm reading?
Yes.
I got more shit.
Just open the Bible.
All the
fucking
one-liners. I can't.
Well, with... And remember with...
Sorry, guys.
With Texas, they're... There are some lawmakers and business owners that are starting to stand up and say, no, we already saw what happened in North Carolina. They were trying to put through their same bill of the, or their version of the HB2 law. But North Carolina did, which was saying that you had to use the restroom that coincided with your gender at birth. And Texas was trying to put this on their books as well. But all these business owners are looking back and like, did you just see what happened in North Carolina? Sporting events, different concerts, all these large businesses pulling out, and they're thinking that this might be a good idea when this can just hurt, cripple the state. They can lose federal funding. Well, that was when Obama was in office that he threatened to cut federal funding from a state that would do something like that. So I just don't understand where some of their lawmakers' thinking is.
And to reiterate, too, if these things actually pass, like in Texas, yes, all of these heterosexual, you know, sports games, concerts, they should pull out. But if you're an LGBTQ right. community member
Always pull
and you
out.
Have a concert, you go in there and you do that concert because that community needs you.
Exactly. Melissa Etheridge said that when she was on the show. You know, people like Bruce Springsteen was pulling out of the concert that they had in North Carolina, but she was encouraging anyone in the LGBT community to stay there, stick your ground. Like, don't punish the people that are living in this state by not being there to give, you know, to show your support. You have to be there and keep your voice out and be active, be visible, like Nick always says.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, Christopher, you have a story. Do you want to cover that before we go on break?
Yeah, I'm actually going to, since we were talking about transgender, I found a story. We're going to go across the pond. This is from the Swedish Armed Services.
Hello,
cursive.
Hans.
The cursive is coming out.
Elegant.
It's fucking elegant. Sweden is one of only 18 countries that allows transgender people to serve in the armed forces. Sweden's armed forces have joined the celebration of this week's Stockholm Pride with a Facebook post vowing to defend LGBT rights, showing rainbow-colored laces on a pair of their military boots. This picture was accompanied by a message that read, quote, "We are prepared to go as far as necessary. Your right to live how you wish, as you want, and with who you want is our duty to defend it." And they continue to say, quote, "And we are prepared to give everything to do just that."
That is an amazing thing.
Yes, so that's amazing thing for Sweden. Applause right there. And yes, indeed.
That
indeed.
Is awesome.
Yeah, incredible. And ready for this one?
Who said that? Ann Coulter?
I knew you were going to do. Oh, Ann Coulter. I thought you were going to call me out on the name. First name, Nemo. That's the easy one. Nemo Sternstrom.
Wait, what was that?
Nemo Sternstrom.
That's not a word.
Hans will correct me, I'm sure. Hey, Hans.
Hi, Hans.
The spokesperson for the Swedish military, Swedish Armed Forces said, in part, we wanted to show that we clearly take a stand for everyone's equal worth and rights. He was saying this to the local who was reporting this article. And he also said, quote, "Using the Pride's flag colors and slipping it into a detail on our uniform is something we have tried before and received a really good response to it. It makes it very clear what we mean and what we stand for." So this is their armed forces, a nation as a whole, standing forward saying, we will go to absolutely everything, to both ends of the earth, to make sure that all of our people are protected and treated as one. And I think it's fucking beautiful.
You just got it. Be careful with it.
All that
pointing, it's just like...
You sure that wasn't Ann Coulter saying
that? I
also love how the gay community has just hijacked refracted light. This is our thing. The rainbow is now ours.
No, oh, yeah, that's ours. Exactly, yeah.
Because we fucking sparkle, bitch. And just to reiterate, there is no black or brown in a rainbow. Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
We're all
Are
together.
We back to that again?
I thought no, it was so actually, 20 I think ago. Ann Coulter did say that.
No, I think Australia just made their rainbow flag. They added black and brown to their rainbow flag.
And Australia's leading governing party just came out and said that they're not going to allow any kind of debate going forward to legalize same-sex marriage. So they're not even going to discuss it. We have talked about this in the past because we were covering Australia. And there was this show that came out of Australia called Please Like Me. It's about a gay man named Josh and his life. I highly recommend it. It's an incredible, incredible show. It also gets a little serious. It does touch on suicide and drug addiction. But it's a very, very good show. And someone had reached out to us from Australia.
Of course.
Verifying that no, same-sex marriage is not legal in Australia, whereas New Zealand, its neighbors right there, it very much is. So, like I just said, their leading party will not even allow it up for debate, the people who are running their houses.
So basically what needs to happen is we need to get everybody that listens to our show to send boxes full of glitter to public officials. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, which, yeah, exactly.
All right.
And remember, you can't get two scoops of the same Ben & Jerry's flavor.
That is correct.
You have to get one chocolate or one strawberry. You can't get two vanillas because that's their way of saying no.
You want to allow
two of the same?
I think we need to clarify that just a little bit. So Ben & Jerry, the company, has a lot of stores in Australia, and they basically came out with this new policy that they would prevent anyone from getting two flavors of the same ice cream at the same time. Until they passed marriage equality. So you can't walk into a store and say, I want two scoops of vanilla. You have to get vanilla or chocolate, vanilla or whatever other flavor they have. Cherry Garcia.
I was going to say, I don't even know if they even just have like vanilla. It's like monkey.
Unless
it's always loaded with something. It's like gay men.
I think scat squirrel.
Scat squirrel, that was it.
Is allowed.
Scat squirrel, vagina boob. Those.
They have a vagina boob?
Yeah. Oh, vagina boob.
Has anybody ever had vagina boob in here from Ben & Jerry's?
It's slightly salty.
Silence.
It's slightly salty.
Silence.
Vagina boob.
I'll find $5.
What's the lesbian flavor?
I don't know.
It's mint chocolate women in comfortable shoes chip. I think.
Birkenstock chip.
Perfect.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Speaking of, so, you know.
Home Depot swirl.
Homo Depot swirl.
One of the best things that for the most part, Chris, Nick, and myself, we're usually the three that do the show. And Dave comes on more often than not because he's just amazing and people love him, as you can see. But, you know.
Or to burn me. Yeah.
That too. But one of the things that we enjoy about the show is our interaction with our. Try it.
Oh, no, it's coming. Lighter. I just need to point out that I look down and the three names that I see are. It's just because of this one. I see Kellyanne Conway, Ann Coulter, Michael Buckley. I need to know how these three are necessarily in that order.
Okay, hold on, Tommy. You were saying.
So let me just get
reclaiming
this point.
Reclaiming Tommy's time.
Yeah, thank you. Reclaiming my time. So the beautiful thing is our interaction with our subscribers and our listeners, people that reach out to us and ask us questions and tell us. Sometimes even when we're wrong, they're like, "Oh, dude, you were wrong. You're way off." Like this whole Australia story. Where we're like, "Oh yeah, Australia's very, very, very gay friendly." And he was like, "No, we don't even have marriage equality. They don't even want it." So we appreciate those interactions. And then the other thing that we appreciate, too, is the fact that our fans and people who listen to our show go out of their way to come and interact with us. And we do have someone here that drove all the way from Buffalo, that came down from Buffalo to watch our show,
David.
Live episode.
Hello,
David,
welcome.
Thank you for coming down.
Thank you.
And it is truly an honor because what we do is just we're literally three friends, sometimes four when this one wants to come around. And we just sit down around our table. We talk bullshit and, you know. Yeah, that one with the blue. Looks like somebody knocked you out, but that's okay. No, but, you know, we come together and we have... That was very ladylike. But, you know, we come together and we have
you
a good time.
I wonder what
we
life
talk.
Would be like if your mother gave you the oxygen at birth that you needed. ever at all.
I will...
Dave is speaking to Chris right now.
I didn't even feel the burp come up my esophagus. I just opened my mouth to speak and a burp came out.
I can't take it if that's... What is that? Olive loaf?
The same...
What the fuck?
The same thing happens
I thought it was your
later in his ass, too. Yeah.
You're unwashed for fucking... What is it? A year now? Later
it's
hosen?
Been a year, yeah.
Yes, but Jesus. I've only worn them like...
Once
20
enough.
Times.
Anyway,
I will say my mom did keep me on a leash as a kid.
Oh she God. Did. We're going to tell you that story.
I tried to call in like a giraffe exhibit at the zoo. So from then on, I had one of those harnesses with a like this. With a fucking chain attached to it.
So either way, before we get carried away, I just want to say thank you to our subscribers. Thank you, Dave, for taking that drive and coming down to see us.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
And, you know, and please continue to interact with us. Send us your messages. We love hearing from you and we love having, you know, being able to have that relationship with our listeners.
That being said, too,
yes,
I want to give a shout out.
Do it.
So one of our good podcast friends, Jess Branis, could not make it here tonight. And
that's
I
true.
Just want to send some love her way because she's going
her.
Through something a little rough. So Gay Talk 2.0 loves you, Jess Branis. And yeah, we miss you.
Hopefully
we
will have her back in September.
Definitely.
Definitely. So fun. Jess, we love you, baby. All right. So
me too. Yeah.
Love you.
You don't even know.
Do you love me, Dave?
You?
Yes.
Yes.
How much do you love me?
You're like a fixture here.
Oh.
You know, like a refrigerator or a furnace or anything else that's too heavy to fucking throw away.
See, right? See? That would have been perfect. I wanted to make a sign that said diabetes for if anyone ever made like an unhealthy.
Hey, watch it.
Hey, we're in the spotlight or three.
Like fast food stickers with hamburgers and
this
shit.
Bitch. Okay.
Sorry, we're making
Listen,
you hungry.
I love my fucking
rubbing
belly.
Her tummy.
I rub this shit every day.
Okay.
It's all mine.
Okay.
All right, so shall we go on break, boys?
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, so we'll play some music for you guys. Let's see. We'll be back in about 5-10 minutes.
Crowded room. you soon. Trapped in the darkness, lost in the night, so far away, out of sight.
Yeah. the kitchen floor. It seems like you can't take no more. I'm sorry, but when my engine starts, I just can't get enough. I've let you up and tie you down, so you'll be here, won't sneak around. I'll lace you up and put you on. Day and night, I'm running, running for you. Gotta move, don't want no ride. So warm me up, cause I know the world is at my feet, yeah. So take me higher, baby, let's go and hit the streets, yeah. Go and step outside. So warm me up, cause I know the world is at my feet, yeah. So take me higher, baby, let's go and hit the streets, yeah.
me?
Hello.
Okay, welcome back. That was Invisible by Jens East and Camilla North.
Applesauce.
Thank you. That was also Memories by Jens East and Razva. Running by Jens East and featuring Elsk. And, of course, the Gay Talk 2.0 Deep House Anthem, mixed by yours truly. Thank you.
Can I just ask why Deep House?
Deep House, because it is very deep, very tribal, very...
Oh, I was thinking something completely different.
We're not in the bed yet, honey. We're not in the bed. So welcome back, guys. Did you guys have fun during the break? Get your drinks and get ready for our second half?
Woo! Take a pee. Yay.
Chris is just struggling.
This is a lot of work. I didn't realize how much it was going to...
Give me some of the signs. I'll help you.
Where's Barbara?
Here, you can have the Yavol.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, welcome back to the second half of the show. We've got more stories that we want to talk about, but I wanted to congratulate someone before we go for actually.
Thank you.
You're welcome, baby. Before we go into any more stories, I do want to say that you know, we were talking about the transgender community and their involvement in the armed forces, and we do have a couple of members from the transgender community in the house. So I would like to give a big round of applause for them because we love them dearly. We have a good friend, Bobby, here that comes to all of our shows. And darling, let me tell you, what you do for our community and what your fellow sisters and brothers do for our community, just absolutely amazing. Never feel unincluded. And if you ever do, speak out, speak strong, and we will support you in any way, shape, or form that we possibly can.
I didn't even... Yabul! Yeah!
Fucking not a word.
I need to give a shout-out, too. Ladies and gentlemen, in this room today, there is someone who has pioneered more for the gay community than I think anybody I've ever met in my profession in law enforcement.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. No?
In the back corner there, David Heath. Raise your hand, David.
So can you tell us what David does?
Heath is a paralegal, and among many other things, he's a bottom two. David Heath, he's a paralegal with the U.S. Attorney's Office, and under Deirdre Daly, our U.S. Attorney, who has been an unbelievable, outspoken, forward-thinking, in-your-face U.S. Attorney, he has brought law enforcement and the gay community, the LGBTQ community together like no one has ever done. So, David Heath, thank you for all you do.
Yes, thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you.
And another shout out, because we're talking about people in minority groups, and my friend Hector, who's Mexican, is here.
Hi, Hector. All right,
so I had a question for you, Hector. You know, like every Mexican Lord. Restaurant has the word border in it, all right? So I'm just trying to figure this out.
Oh, God.
So, you know, like border grill, border cafe. So
on the border.
Yeah, on the border. You wouldn't go to a black people's restaurant called Kunta's Kitchen or Shackles or anything,
oh, my
right?
God, right? Dave. No? Oh, my God.
Hold it. I'm saying this for a good reason, all right?
Bear with me.
All right? They don't do this with white people's restaurants, all right? You don't hear anybody calling, like, something the Honky Grill or Cracker Barrel. Oh, wait. Never mind.
There's the Cracker Barrel. Never mind.
Never mind.
That
all right,
is
never mind. Never mind. Well, don't go there. Thank you.
Whitey's Cafe, is that correct?
In Milford.
What the fuck? What do they serve? She's Puerto Rican. She's driven by a couple
I'll
times.
I'll tell you now. What they serve. They serve lots of fucking Miracle Whip. Everything with fucking Miracle Whip.
And Nutella and peanut butter.
There you go.
Did I ever tell the story when I was working for this marketing firm for one day?
You did, and it was great. So moving on.
That one's going to get it. Fuck her! Oh, fuck her! Fuck her!
I'm just trying to liven this up because the first half was, you know, moving kind of slow like a Mississippi detective investigating the murder of a young black man. Go ahead. Sorry, Chris.
Well, so I was working for this marketing company. We were going door to door for these businesses. Super uncomfortable.
Oh, so you became a Jehovah's Witness?
For like 16 hours.
Okay.
So we were working for Direct Energy to try to get people
over
to Direct Energy. So we go to this biker bar in fucking Wallingford, and the girl who's like chat, like seeing if I'm going to be good, and like we'll decide if she's going to hire me. She was this black girl, and we get up to the door, and we had to take my car because hers got stolen the day before. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'll drive. I'm in the interview. So we get to the fucking thing, and it says no colors allowed, and I'm like, this was a while ago. I'm like, it is 2015. How could they say no colors allowed? She's like, Chris, gang colors, gang colors. I thought it was literally saying like,
where
no.
Where were you?
Wallingford.
He was at Whitey's.
It could have been either.
I don't know. That
they need to specify on that sign. That's
it was
not
a biker
okay.
bar, but I didn't think about that. I'm making this big fuss. And she's like, Chris, not colored people. One, that people don't say that anymore. Two, colors. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but still, that sign. No.
Thank you. I freaked out. I got the job. I'll say that. But then I quit. So, yeah. That's my story. I guess it wasn't that great.
No. How's that $5 in your wallet?
Fresh.
Yeah.
Can we get an applause for his story?
No.
Yeah, well.
Yeah,
well.
Thank you.
Not a word.
So, speaking of Michael Buckley.
Wow. Yeah, tell us, why do you have Michael Buckley's name on your paper?
Under Ann Coulter.
Under Ann Coulter.
That's because I didn't know Sky Caspers was going to be here. So, you know,
Hi, Sky.
There you go. Look
at
you.
Oh, he flicked us off, that motherfucker.
That'll be the last time he sleeps over.
Just in case you guys do.
Your boyfriend can sleep over.
Oh, I'm sure he can.
He parades around the house shirtless all morning waiting for breakfast.
Oh, you love it, bitch.
Yeah. Pop-Tarts, here you go.
So, just in case you guys don't know who Sky Casper is, which I'm pretty sure everyone in this room does... Sky Casper Productions.
She's popular, though.
It's not Joey Goodwin who's leaving. What, Joey, why are you running away?
Lord have mercy.
He hates you so much right now.
So anyway,
Sky me his whole life. He's working out now, though.
Sky Casper produces Pink Eggs and Glam, which is a drag brunch that's done all over Connecticut. At this point, you're moving over into Rhode Island. You do New York. It's amazing.
Where's what town in Connecticut does he do it?
Berlin.
Oh, okay.
I got it, bitch.
All right.
You only teach me once. It wasn't Berlin. It's Berlin.
Yeah, Berlin's in Germany.
So thank you. You know, he does so much for the community, and, you know, I love the fact that he engages everyone and invites everyone to just have a really, really good time. The brunches are amazing, so if you guys can check it out, go to skycasper.com for all the listings of all his upcoming brunches. I'm hungry.
Did you get Michael Buckley's new book?
Not yet.
I just bought it.
Help, I'm a YouTube. My son wants to be a YouTube star or something like that?
No, it was MySpace, The Wave of the Future.
Wasn't that his first book?
Exactly.
Okay.
Leave Michael Buckley alone. I'm going to do one of those Britney videos. Leave Britney alone. Leave Michael alone.
Exactly. Be nice. Equally as
but you didn't tell us why you have Michael Buckley on your list.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Because of his new book.
So tell me about it.
Well, that's
MySpace.
It?
MySpace.
Go home. You're fired.
I'm the only one on it. I go on it every night. MySpace, Craigslist. No, nobody is dating me at all.
When was the last time anyone in this room was on MySpace? Can I get a? Can anybody raise their hands?
This morning?
we just went over that.
You're all on your own.
MySpace?
Yeah. What's everybody using now?
Don't worry about it. But anyway, I can't delete my MySpace. Does anybody else have that problem?
Why can't you delete your MySpace?
So I set up my MySpace with an email account that no longer exists, and when I went to delete it, they were trying to send confirmation emails to my old email that doesn't exist, and I cannot delete my MySpace account. So I have a MySpace account out there, and it is trashy. I mean, there's like
just
rainbows
like Trish.
And coronas all over the fucking banner. It's a mess.
Just like Trish.
It just links exactly. Right to Backpage.
So bad.
So speaking of shout-outs and stuff, I'd like to send a shout-out to Aaron Carter, who's the brother of...
Ann Coulter.
Yes. No, Nick Carter, who was in the Backstreet Boys. He just came out.
As bi.
Well, that's okay, but he came out.
That's how they all start.
Exactly. So round of applause. Class. Hello.
We're going to have Barbara do this shit next time. This is too hard to keep up with. There's five of them. I wanted one.
That just doubles your chance for a date on a Friday night.
Where's Barbara? Barbara, are you in the house?
Hello, Barbara.
She walked away.
Fuck her. Is she gone? Barbara, are you here?
Yeah, she's gone.
You have a sign that says Barbara?
But either way.
They were hesitant with that one, though. I heard them.
No, that's okay, because, you know, it's Barbara. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
She'll cut you into pieces.
So Aaron Carter came out.
So he came out, and he came out with this very heartfelt Twitter he put a tweet out there, and he just basically, you know, said to, you know, he didn't really say that, hey, I'm gay, but what he said was very, very, very uplifting, because he was going through a lot of personal struggles, which a lot of our youth does, in order to be able to, you know, be who he is. So more power to him. Thank you for coming out halfway and being visible in our community. You know, it's just, it's worth noting.
Yeah.
We need more visibility. You say this all the time. One of the only ways we're going to get rid of the stigma of people with in our community not feeling like they should be coming out or being included in our community is to be more visible. The only way that we're going to get all these other individuals who are not part of our community to understand what we're all about is to be visible. So when this happens, I applaud it. I revere it. I say you're doing the right thing, because you're putting our community out there in a way that is more visible, because a lot of people know who you are.
You have a platform.
Of course. Mm-hmm. It's important. So thank you.
Sort of. It's Aaron Carter.
Well, he's had some issues too, but when have we not?
He did end his tweet in a Boy George quote, which was pretty great.
Can you read us the quote?
God, I gotta read.
Yes, come on. Put your glasses on.
I've never felt as though I didn't belong. I just acted as though I did. Boy George.
Why did you say it in that voice?
I don't know. Why do I say anything in that voice?
I don't know.
That was his old,
that was,
you know, like
Angels
the old,
and Assholes. Yeah. That's what it was.
Oh my God.
You remember that?
I haven't used that voice in so long.
Yeah. I missed that segment. Oh. All right. So Dave's got a lot of material that he brought down in his number two in his computer with his number two pencil, but go ahead.
Can we talk about I want to get Dave's opinion on something. So
David.
So for for some reason, every time Dave is on the show, I have a segment about animals.
Yes.
What is up with that?
So last time you were on the show, we were talking about gay penguins, which I'm still obsessed with. Them stealing, if you didn't hear the show, they would steal the eggs from heterosexual couples because they wanted to have their family. So these gay penguins would be stealing these eggs. So they actually had to separate the gay penguins from the heterosexual penguins during mating season. But anyway, so I was really excited about that. I put it out to the universe. I wanted to know if there were any lesbian penguins. In fact, there are. But that is not what I'm talking about today. I am talking about gay dolphins, everybody. Yes, there are
right
gay
up here.
Dolphins.
There it is right there.
How do they do it?
Okay, so that's actually the best part about the whole thing. So let me just make this a little bit bigger because I can't read. All right, so in case you didn't realize, dolphins are really slutty. They nuzzle, stroke, and caress each other, masturbate against rocks, and with echolocation, they can stimulate each other's genitals.
Oh,
proven fact.
Sounds like an afternoon at my house.
I don't want to know what that's about.
And or an
sometimes
evening.
They stimulate their penises inside each other's blowholes.
Oh my God.
Yes, it's actually true.
That's a clap, right? Yabol! Yabol! They want a yabol! Give them a yabol.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Applesauce and yabol.
Yabol. So yes, but not only do they do that. So yes, they have they can echolocate their genitals. They masturbate on rocks. Males fuck each other through their blowholes. But lesbians, fin sex. Literally, the back fin, they, you know, exactly what I'm talking about.
No, explain it.
Please.
Please.
They rub their back fin up against and into the other female's vagina.
Dolphins have vaginas?
Female dolphins, yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah.
I am not I am not acquainted with the female anatomy, so I have to ask these questions.
Or geography when it comes to Pennsylvania.
I'm strictly dickly. I've been for many years.
What's the capital of Pennsylvania?
You fucking came out of a female anatomy for about 6.5 hours.
It's Harrisburg.
Harrisburg. He almost said Pittsburgh.
I did say Pittsburgh.
So what's besides all the sex and echolocation and you know, blowhole sex, what's interesting about this is that during mating season, you know, they're going to have sex with the male will have sex with the female so that they can procreate. But then as soon as mating season ends, supposedly, it's just fucking free for all.
That's like a night at your place.
Free for all. Sounds like a human race. No, right. No, pretty much. No, it's funny that you say that because they are one of the mammals in the world that will have sex for pleasure instead of just procreation. So that's really interesting fact. Dolphins.
That's very true. That they are
know.
The only
that we know. That we know because of it's really hard to for scientists. It's hard to actually create studies that say if they're having sex for procreation or if they're having sex for...
Well, that's only because humans aren't willing to tell them that, you know, that's what it's all about.
What? Well, humans
are one of our listeners over there said that dolphins are not the only ones. They're one of the...
Yeah, we're the other
two. We're the other ones that sort of kind of do it for fun, but we don't like to admit that.
What?
But we do
That's
it.
The only reason I do it. Literally get nothing but having fun from having sex.
Yeah, what do you think this show started from?
What do you think the Discovery Channel shows are for?
Those are great.
I've been trying to get pregnant for how many
years?
They're
not great.
There's nothing better than having two monkeys, like, you know, fuck
You've been
on
trying
your screen.
To get pregnant?
Yeah, well, it's not working, but.
Not unless you have ovaries in your mouth.
This nasty bitch. Can I get a, please?
Come on.
No, she's nasty. Yeah. So
this
please.
Is because the last sex you tried was, what was the new one you were trying? Amish sex? Do you remember? You were telling me about this?
We
Jedediah.
Other... No,
give it to
no.
me, you Abe Lincoln looking motherfucker. Come on, give it to me.
No, no,
Let's
that's
churn
not what
some
it was.
Butter.
That's not what it was. We were sewing each other up in those, like, you know, those chastity bags, you know, we used to, like, you know.
Are you trying to say colostomy belt or chastity belt?
I know, that's
what the fuck?
You know,
I'm
in the,
sure you
in the
have
olden
both.
Days, they used to put people in these like sacks and like sew them together so they could sleep in the same bed. At
That's
night.
A chastity bag.
Yes,
like
exactly.
Nuts.
That's what I was doing. It
I thought you were talking
Lincoln
about colostomies,
sex.
And I can't have a colostomy as a Jewish woman.
Let me just say,
I'll
I
never find shoes to match my bag. Oh, come on! No, Barbara, where are you?
That's what I'm looking for.
For fuck's sake, she's at the bar again.
I can't with these
you're
guys.
Going up, you're
the
going
only
up,
other
you're going
Jew
down.
In here.
So you have nothing to say about the dolphins? You're not going to bash me? But no?
No, I wasn't prepared for animal talk. Unless we're talking about Kellyanne Conway, but we could talk about horses.
We can talk about blowhole sex with Kellyanne Conway, too.
Well, I mean, Kellyanne Conway just recently found out that her father is hung like a horse.
Oh, my God.
And the only thing that she came out with it is her face.
You know what would be a good use?
That's good. That's good.
That was off of here, too.
That right there?
Yeah, not even in
no
the papers.
No shit.
Yeah.
They should. The father should take that and put it somewhere to shut her the fuck up.
Yeah.
Right so, down her fucking so, horse throat. Speaking of Kellyanne, what do we have to say to Kellyanne Conway? Come on.
That was the most energetic one tonight.
Well, it's Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, fuck her. Fuck her.
Are you kidding me? I've never seen someone so good at dodging the truth. That woman has mastered the art of literally going up there and saying, yeah, he did it, but that's not what it was. I'm like,
I can't even
completely
blame Trump for this shit.
No, you can't. You can't.
No.
He's on vacation.
Well, a mediocrity.
You guys kind of set me up for something because you brought eggs and I saw this and I was wondering, and Kellyanne Conway just looks like a period. So this is going to talk about periods. Because we had talked kind of briefly about this. So when a woman menstruates, obviously they're getting rid of those kind of periods. So when a woman menstruates, you know, they're getting rid of those eggs. I saw this comic strip and it's someone saying, oh, I can't eat this. It's a chicken's fetus. And said that's a common misconception. The eggs that you buy aren't fertilized without a rooster around. Hens still lay eggs every few days. So remember, you're not eating a chicken's baby. And then the person goes, and then they say, you're eating its period. Is that true? Are we eating chickens' periods when we eat their...
You just...
Not anymore.
I am never going to have...
never eating a fucking egg again.
Again.
Thank you.
So I...
I guess, yes.
Okay, so we do eat...
Not the period, because the...
Our good friend Lillian over there says no, but...
So I'm not... I didn't have two periods on my toast this morning.
No, it's yolk. It's like... It's yellow
okay. No,
yolk.
I eat egg whites. All right. But was it pushed out by menstruation?
No.
Okay.
It was pushed out by the chicken.
I am pretty sure you can't really compare a chicken to a human, but I'm just going to put that out there.
Well...
She went,
so wait, eating eggs, can that make you a lesbian?
Maybe.
So eating halal food will make you a Muslim?
Yes. I literally had falafel.
I just don't
before.
Trust that.
I love falafel. Know. Anybody love falafel?
So eating kosher food, right? Can that make you Jewish?
Correct. That's how it works.
What are we talking about?
Cosmopolitans will make you gay, though. If you drink a Cosmo, right? You are
no,
gay.
They just
no
make
question.
You look like Carrie Bradshaw. That's all.
Oh, yes.
Right. So move it on. Yeah. I just wanted to know if I ate a period today after reading that.
The moral of that whole story was there are gay dolphins. Yes, there are, in fact, gay dolphins.
All right, Christopher?
I do have one, and this is going to need your guys' help. So, meanwhile,
In Canada.
Yeah.
With the moose.
Well, I was letting them do it.
Oh. Captain Moose Knuckle.
Yeah, they
everybody.
Did too. That's me as a superhero. I'm Captain Moose Knuckle. So this actually comes from a very sad story, but it's a very hopeful part of a sad story.
It is Lederhosen.
Yeah, mein Lederhosen.
There's some loud chatty catties on the other side. They should be over here on
it's
the show,
a bar.
Right? I know. Yeah. Hi, guys.
Ricky, okay, go ahead. Tell all those idiots to come over here and be part of this show.
No, yeah, don't. It's
how many
fine.
Rickies
it's
are
fine.
In the room?
It's your job.
So, Canada.
So, meanwhile, in
we
Canada,
are still recording
back.
A show, yes. But that's actually oh, that's being right. broadcasted live and will later be available on all that shit that we'll explain to you later. So, Canada has started accepting gay and bi refugees fleeing the violence in Chechnya. As we shared on the page, let's get some. Oh, my God, I almost broke the computer. Applesauce.
No more.
Okay. Something that I had shared on our Facebook page about a month and a half, 2 months ago, was Lithuania actually became the first government offering or accepting visas for people trying to escape persecution in Chechnya. A source close to the Lithuanian government has said that Canada and another anonymous country have both begun accepting refugees fleeing the eight-month-long campaign of kidnapping, torture, and murder against gay and bi people in the semi-autonomous Russian Republic of Chechnya. This makes them the fourth and fifth countries to now accept Chechen refugees behind Germany, France, and like I said, Lithuania. Now, the European Union, they're sympathetic to this cause, but most of them are not accepting any refugees, and we know what the U.S.'s stance is on that, obviously. Trump has spoke out nothing about this when he met with President Vladimir Putin, where Macron was pressuring him, the president, newly elected president of France.
Can you say that last name one more time?
Macron?
Ugh.
I don't speak
It tickles
French.
My butthole in a special way.
Oh, Jesus.
Go ahead.
You're nasty.
You can't keep
He's
being
He's fucking
nice.
Hot.
He is very good looking.
Okay, go ahead.
Anywho, so like I said, we already know Nikki Haley had condemned the atrocities taking place in Chechnya and spoke out on the United Nations floor, but the U.S. has really had no stance other than certain senators speaking out. In April, a Russian LGBT network reportedly briefed 20 countries in the European Union on the ongoing human rights tragedy. As a result, the European Parliament passed a resolution.
Sorry.
The fuck was that?
This bitch.
Somebody else's podcast.
I was pulling up a story, and you know those goddamn fucking promotional videos that come up that you have to like get through before you get to the story?
Yes.
That's what happened. But
gotcha.
Go ahead.
So, like I was saying.
As you were saying.
So, they were calling on the European Union nations to really kind of, you know, condemn these attacks and start accepting visas, but very, very few countries were. Like I said, however, very few countries have actually accepted refugees because of what they're calling refugee fatigue. For example, now this is another spin on Sweden in the not-so-positive way. Their Swedish minister, Morgan Johansson, said that it, quote, cannot help everyone. As of 2015, 163,000 refugees were seeking asylum in Sweden alone. Still, 60,000 of them are waiting for an official answer. But this is now going to show that five nations, only five, newly now five, and one of them is still anonymous, so we don't even know what nation is accepting, but only five countries on this planet are now accepting refugees trying to get out of Chechnya. Now, there are, we had said, I believe it was FETA.fi, FETA in Finland, they have options for anyone that's listening out in Russia or in Chechnya on how you can maybe get someone out of there and get into Finland, even though they're not listed. That could potentially be the anonymous nation, but there are ways that you can get out, and there are networks throughout Russia that are working to get people out of the Chechen area, and then from there, hopefully get their hand on a visa and get accepted to get out of the country, because Russia is no better than Chechnya.
Of course not.
And Vladimir Putin, who said that he was going to make sure to look into investigations, has brought nothing forward, and nothing seems to be stopping. And Kadyrov, I believe, is the...
I just love how he just says these last names.
I believe it's Kadyrov, so that's good the president of the Chechnya, I believe. And he's claiming everything completely false. And he said, there are no gays here. If there are gays here, send them to Canada. And Justin Trudeau took his word and said, yeah, we'll take them. We'll take them.
Good for him.
So,
we love him.
And applesauce for Justin Trudeau.
And he's a very, very, very hot.
From up north. I love yes. him.
We love him.
I think it's important, though, about Chechnya, though, just so that we know. There's so much going on in our news that it's actually kind of being glossed over. There is a lot still happening over there, and we need to be aware of that. And we need
of course.
Just be continually, like, looking into it and all that stuff.
I mean, we definitely always bring that, you know, to the forefront of our show, because there's nothing worse than to feel that you, living in your own country, where you're from, can't be who you are and be loved for who you are. And that's very, very, very harsh. And David said it best. I remember you were on one of our episodes and I had said, you know what? Be vocal.
Six.
Yes, six.
But can you imagine?
Did you say sex?
Six.
No, we didn't have sex.
I would never keep say nice. Sex to you. I mean, not like even a, dead. Not like a command or anything.
No, but I had made a comment and I said, listen, if you are in a position of power and you want to be vocal and say something, do something, be visible. And then David really like put something in perspective for me. He said, well, you know, no, if your life is in danger and you coming out in a country like that puts your life in mortal danger, don't be vocal. Get the fuck out.
And the scary thing is there are so many people there are different networks that are throughout Russia to try to help get some of these people out of this dangerous, dangerous region of Russia. But so many people that are in the closet, gay or bisexual men or women, are fearful that these authorities that are trying to help them get out, that it's a setup. And they're going to get captured, because it has happened. People that are attempting to flee these regions have gotten caught in setups. They've been detained, tortured, and even those who do get out, there have been reports of some of their family being arrested, interrogated, and tortured because they had the opportunity, which we had talked about before. Unfortunately, they do that honor kill where you get rid of someone in your family. You're like, you had the chance to get rid of this individual and you didn't. So some people's families are getting affected by it as well.
You know, this entire thing also transcends into the U.S. and policy and what people think is the case here. And I can tell you that in this country, in Connecticut and in New Haven, there are so many networks available to people who feel oppressed and repressed, and people need to avail themselves of these groups that are there to help, you know, because, I mean, we cannot say at this point, you know, anymore that America is the best country. It's kind of like saying you're the prettiest waitress at a Denny's. you have to keep things into a normal perspective, and there are a lot of refugees that are here in New Haven that are fearful. There are a lot of refugees all over this country and in other, you know, countries of the world that are otherwise seemingly free countries where you can express yourself and where you can live your life the way you want. And even if you can, people are, they're entering the closet again. They're becoming afraid, and people need to understand that you just need to find that network that's going to help you, that's going to avail yourself of the opportunities that you need.
Right. Well,
you know what? I blew a speaker in my car today, too. It was a motivational speaker, and it left a bad taste in my mouth. But I did feel a lot more positive after it was over.
Okay. Applesauce. That was fucking good.
Well, what you were saying was important, though, because, you know, refugees are coming from a circumstance in which they were persecuted for who they are. So just because they've become a refugee and they are in a safe space doesn't necessarily mean they feel comfortable. So that is our job, to make them feel comfortable. And that's why we have places like Iris in New Haven. We also have the New Haven Pride Center run by Patrick Dunn, who I'm so excited about. Hi, she's here.
Hi, Patrick.
Oh, applesauce.
Speaking of which, I want to give a quick
plug. I gotta fix a new one.
There is a campaign going on. If you want to become a member, you should totally become a member. You can find it on their website, and you could also find it on their Facebook page, which you can find on our website. But it's $25 or $50 to become a member, and there are so many little benefits of becoming a member that will soon come to light. So you should totally do it. Totally check it out. Support the community as a whole.
We love you, Patrick. Thank you for all the work you do.
Hold up your sign, Trish.
Yes, please.
Yabba! That one person who emailed us is going to hate us.
All right. So can you grab the F her sign for me, please?
Uh-oh. Who are we fucking?
All right. Well, I'm about to tell you in a minute. All right. Oh. So I got a story. Okay. So Caitlyn Jenner.
Fuck her.
Reportedly is now so upset she detests Donald Trump and apologizes for wearing the Make America Great hat.
Oh, that's what MAGA stands for. I was like, what the fuck is MAGA?
So Make America Great Again hat. So she was caught in her little sports car wearing the hat, and this is her excuse. She wore it because she didn't know what she grabbed. Supposedly she had 10 hats and she just picked one up and she walked out the door, and then she went to pick up coffee and forgot her purse. And She had already gotten home. Nobody photographed her or anything. But the only reason why they caught her with that hat on was because she had to go get her purse at the coffee shop that she left. And supposedly they snapped a picture and she said that she would have never worn the hat, but that she's really, truly upset about all the things that Donald Trump has come out against, specifically against the transgender community. Because if we all remember, she was one of those people that advocated for Trump and advocated for people like Ted Cruz.
Ugh.
And so... Thank you.
No, I need one more for that one. Thank you. You did great the first time. I just wanted to fuck her twice.
Wait.
Well, never thought I'd say that.
Caitlyn Jenner said she didn't know what she grabbed.
She had no idea.
Bruce Jenner, nobody's know what they've grabbed.
So, you know, she is basically just at this point feeling horrible about her decision to support someone who we all knew in the end was going to come out and start attacking the LGBT community. And we see that in the news nowadays. And that's what you get for going against the grain. We all knew it. We all knew this was going to happen. And she sat there and said, hey, listen, you know, I just came out as transgender. I'm going through my transition. I'm going to support this man. I think he is great. Even though all the signs pointed that this person was not going to be the ideal person to lead America in a more positive way towards the LGBT community. So, to the horrible Caitlyn Jenner, all we have to say is, you reap what you sow. You laid in that bed. Now you're just going to have to make it, baby. Yeah, that's all.
I'm not even going there because I will go on and on.
So... All right, so guys, I think that
Can we talk about Chris's leather pants?
Let's talk about his pants for a bit.
All right, these one Lederhosen, Vonderhosen,
Lederhosen,
the Gewehren, or whatever. So there's a study: 99% of women they don't like men who wear leather pants.
It's a good thing he's gay.
Yes, which works out perfectly since 100% of men who wear leather pants don't like women.
Been there, done that four times. It was enough.
Yeah. We're not talking about in your family.
was that it? Was that all we had to talk about?
A family sex?
No, we're not talking about family sex on the show.
All right.
Oh, no, good, because my dad used to always warn me about anal. He would say, now, son, this might hurt a little bit.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Okay. I'm going to roll this back a little bit. So earlier I talked about Dave Chappelle and how Dave Chappelle is a douchebag. And said some fucked up shit. But that being said, can you shuffle through your papers for me, Dave?
Yeah.
Because it is time for you to come out with some of your things that you were telling us earlier. About
oh, my God. Do
local,
it. You need
one
to
of our
it.
Local.
I can't do this.
Why
yes,
not?
You yes, you can.
You already said the R just word and pissed a bunch of people off.
All right. I am sorry I said the word retard, all right, earlier on the first half of the show.
And Michael,
I apologize.
I'm sorry I called you out.
I apologize to them and their handlers or whatever you call those people that walk them around Stop and Shop. I apologize. I apologize. Is that worse? I made it worse, didn't
you
I?
Did. You did. You did. But anyway, so I was saying earlier that we shouldn't be, like, poking fun at the transgender community. However, this is not necessarily a transgender community. This is one of our local drag queens who
she's been on the show.
She's been on the show before.
She's been on the show, so it's fair game. We have her signature somewhere. We can put it on something else.
She is also our empress for the Imperial Sovereign Court of all Connecticut. So I wish she was here tonight, because this would be so much fun if she was here in person. Is she here?
Shit. This would be a lot easier if the ginger in the fucking front row would stop laughing like that, knowing what's coming. All right, so
tidy up, guys. Here we go.
We came up with a few names for Lucia Virginity based on the situation at hand.
And he says we. He means he.
This was like,
he did.
This was like 4 years ago. He showed me the list and then lost it and found it.
So we all know and love Lucia, and I do know
dearly.
And love Lucia dearly. However, stumbling. Lucia Stability, having a temper tantrum, Lucia Cool, after bad sushi, Lucia Lunch, at a casino, Lucia Money,
I can't
because you're actually a man wearing women's shoes, Lucia Balance, when tucking your junk for a drag show, Lucia Weenie, during a drop call, Lucia Contact, everything's blurry, Lucia Contact Lenses, in a piggy bank, Lucia Change, the difference between achieving victory and utter failure, winner Lucia, something sunk by a German torpedo, the Lusitania.
The best fucking one!
In the Eastern Caribbean Sea, Lucia St. Lucia, festively Swedish, Lucius and Lucia, in a DMX song, y'all gonna make me loose my mind. And I cannot say the last two.
No, we can leave those ones alone.
No, we can leave those alone.
Applesauce. You're such a good sport, Lucia. We'll see you in court.
Either way, you know, we love Lucia. So, you know, she's doing a wonderful job as the empress for the Imperial Sovereign Court of all Connecticut. And she's doing a lot of work with a lot of organizations and a lot of charity. And we love you. We just like, you know, to burn people. It's what we do best.
That's right. And you don't look like Ann Coulter, Lucia. You don't at all.
We have a lot of queens in the house tonight that do amazing work. So,
hold on one second. Hector.
Hector.
You still there?
Hi, Hector.
Do you know who the only person who's going to be able to happy to see Ann Coulter die?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
The Mexican that digs her grave.
It's just not funny.
But you know what's the funny thing about
Chris, the gasp sign, please. The gasp sign.
I was busy thinking.
Okay.
Stop doing that.
There it is.
Thank you.
I will say this. You know, out of all nationalities, the only one that immediately sounds offensive is Mexican.
Why?
Hector, it does. It does. No, shit. And I'm right. I feel very strongly about that. If you're like, oh, that French dude, that sounds fine. That French, that Mexican, that just immediately sounds offensive. Does it not?
You've met Hector.
Yeah. Hector, we love you. Don't listen to Dave.
This poor guy is getting torn up on our show today.
I'm supporting him the whole fucking time.
I'm saying that it's a bad stigma. I'm not picking him. I'm saying immediately it sounds offensive.
Hector and I spent an entire week in San Diego just not a few months ago, right? Or what do we call it now? Not San Diego.
Of course it was Sandy something.
Mexifornia. What is it called?
Baja. Baja.
Oh, okay. God.
All right, I think we should...
Again, that's the end of that. Okay.
Yeah, I think we should wrap up the show because we've got some prizes that we need to give away to our audience that took the time to come out tonight to support the show. Can I have the applause sign, please?
What?
The applause sign.
Wait.
Oh, I thought you wanted this.
Oh, are we doing that now?
No, we're not going to do that now. I wanted the applause sign. Thank you,
applesauce.
Ladies and gentlemen, for coming out and being here with us. Jesus.
It's the applesauce sign.
I am never, ever, ever going to give him sign duty again.
Bitch, this was my fucking idea from like a year ago.
He created it. He created those signs. Isn't he very talented? Actually, his roommate did.
Well, I colored them in and I colored in the lines.
Of course. He supervised. So, all right.
Thank you. Applesauce for fucking me. Applesauce. And yes, I was a little high when I was doing it because of the fucking, we sprayed it with like a fucking matte thing.
I'm sure it was
you sure it wasn't a load?
Well, this was the first one. Look at how simple that was. And then it ended with that, like a moose got on it. Like those fumes were making creativity flow.
All right.
Can I do my thing now?
Do your thing, baby.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Gender Identity Definitions brought to you by UnicornBooty.com.
Not really, but go ahead.
Yes. No.
Oh, I thought we were going to get him to do it.
This week's Gender Identity Definition, which is kind of, I think, lame because it's literally just sex. So sex, the classification of a person as male or female at birth. Infants are assigned a sex, usually based on the appearance of their external anatomy. Sex, that's your gender identity definition this week.
My Canada story was from unicornbooty.com.
Proud of you.
I'm proud of myself.
I sent it to you anyway.
You did.
So your gay talk term this week. Your gay talk term this week, also brought to you by
unicornbooty.com,
is for Dave.
Not really.
Dickless Tracy. Literally. Formerly used in prison as a slang word for a woman cop, but no longer.
Dickless Tracy?
Mocked for being less of a man than he pretends to be. A gutless wonder.
Ooh, oh, David!
Tracy, everybody.
Let me get one of these for Trish. Fuck her! I'm not even like, he opened the book. He was like, done that one.
Literally, that's the only reason it happened. I opened my Bible, the Gay Talk, you know, dictionary, and literally the first page, Dickless Tracy. And I was like,
that's appropriate for Dave.
I got to say, I don't find you a fool. I mean, who am I to go against the views of thousands of other people, all right? So I just appreciate everything that you are.
We love you, Dave.
Whatever the fuck you are.
She's Trish. Dickless.
Trish.
I love you, Dave.
Thank you.
There it is.
I feel hurt.
All right, boys, let's bring this home. We've got some announcements. If you like the show, head on over to the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcast app on Android or any other platform. Make sure that you review the show. This allows our podcast to become more visible to all of the communities out there and lets others know why they should listen or come out to our live events. We are also on Patreon as a service that you can use. You as our listeners can support the show by just donating money to help us bring you stuff like this on a more regular basis. And, you know, it's any donation goes a long way. So any help that you can provide to us, to our listeners, to people here, we truly appreciate it.
Excellent. And next week, we welcome Poppy Champlin to the show.
Love her.
Very excited. Champlin is one of the wittiest comedians working on either coast today. She is also the producer of her own tour called The Queer Queens of Comedy. QQQ.
It's happening in Hartford. Coming up soon.
Now in its 12th year. She travels all across the country with this tour, and next week she'll be on the show to chat with us. Make sure to tune in for that.
And, oh, you want to say something?
I was going to say it's going to be super mean. Needs to support the Harvey Milk School in New York, which is a real school for gay teens. It's kind of an after-school thing. They don't have much of a football team, but the halftime show is unbelievable.
Oh, I actually got applesauce ready for you.
That being said, thank you to our guest, Dave Hartman. Without a doubt, has become a regular voice on our show.
Especially when Trish ain't there.
I know, taking my spot. His subtle quirks and general stupidity are always a hit with our listeners. And we do love us some Dave Hartman. So Dave, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, baby.
It was a good time. Always a good time.
All right.
Shall we put a rubber on this episode?
Let's put a rubber on it.
All righty, guys. As always, our show is available on our website, gaytalk20.com, under show and episodes. It is also available as a free download on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher Radio.
Nick announces, you can find us on social media, Facebook, Gaytalk 2.0, Instagram, Gaytalk 2.0, Twitter, at gaytalk20. You can also email us at gaytalk2.0@gmail.com. Tom, take it away.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you need to reach out to us, just head on over to our website under the Contact Us tab at the top of the browser, where you can leave us comments, suggestions, for topics. Oh my gosh, I brought the word pack.
Suggestions.
I hate him. You can submit questions for the cast or for an individual host. You can also call us and leave us a message for us to answer any questions that you may have on the show by calling 334-GAY-TALK. And if you need the numbers, it is 334-429-8255. Please do not forget that we live stream this episode every Monday night at 6:30 p.m., except tonight, on digitalstreamradio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all so much for coming out. That is our show. Y'all have a good night.
Bye!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more Dish.